The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came near and heard the religious authorities disputing with one another. And seeing that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other, and to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself. This is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that the scribe answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask Jesus any question." The Gospel of the Lord. God has created us as students to learn and apprehend, to have knowledge, and to feed our desire to understand. It is part of our human nature to learn and to come to know and to explore and to discover. Because of this, we are all students. We learn almost constantly throughout life, either intentionally or by obligation or by osmosis or perhaps by accident. We are driven by curiosity and desire to explore and understand, and we learn in order to communicate with each other. We learn so that we can succeed, contribute, understand, and be active and helpful in the world in some manner. We learn by doing, by making mistakes or by experiment, either learning from others or learning for ourselves. We learn in a great number of ways as well, by gesture, expression, example, language and dialogue, questions, observation, mimicry, repetition, through study and trial and error, or trial and success. We also learn from all sorts of sources as well, but most valuably, in my opinion, from one another. From those older, certainly, benefiting from their experience, but also from those younger than us. We learn intentionally or intuitively. We learn intellectually, practically, spiritually. We can be head smart or book smart and street smart. We seek out the wise and we strive to understand. We can learn deeply in the depths of our soul, which is called wisdom. We can learn simply with the application of our mind, memorizing formulas or facts or information that is both trivial, interesting, and useful. We learn skills and also qualities. We learn because we want to, and we learn because we need to. We are created by the source of all truth and knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and spend our lives desiring and seeking truth. Aside from being students, we are also teachers. We are teachers sometimes intentionally and in knowledge that it is time to teach. We are also teachers unintentionally, even when we would rather not be. By example, how many of us have been shocked by a child repeating something they've heard, something that doesn't fit in a mouth so young? In a similar way that we are students from the youngest ages, we also begin to teach from our earliest ages too. Infants, both inside and outside their mother's womb, teach profoundly about hope and anticipation and the capacity to love. They teach us deeply of the wonders of life. And the teaching continues, teaching by example and by insight. While our elders teach understanding, knowledge of the world, and wisdom, our youngers teach us prudence, wonder, trust, and how to see with eyes that are young and simple and innocent, uncluttered by complication, and thirsty for knowledge. We teach and we learn with our heads and with our hearts. God, as the divine teacher, reaches out to our hearts or souls and bestows faith and understanding. Through life, as Catholic Christians, we learn about God and learn to relate to Him. We learn to communicate, listening and speaking. And when we listen and speak to God, we call it prayer. We learn to express ourselves in response to faith, and our attention to these divine lessons allows our faith to grow. We grow to understand and to believe. We learn to pray and to praise. And what we receive from God, we are called to pass on to others. Our first reading implores the people and at the same time implores us to listen. Hear, O Israel, may you and your children and your children's children respect the greatness of God and keep His commandments all the days of your lives. May all of you, to the last generation, love the Lord your God with all your heart. If we continue the passage we heard from Deuteronomy, just one more verse, we hear this. You have learned, now teach. Recite these commands to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. In a later chapter, it repeats this same desire for us to teach what we've received. Teach my commandments to your children, talking about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Drill them into your children, is one particular expression found in Deuteronomy. Hand them on so they can hand them on. To the best of your ability, share the beauty, the depth, the truth that you have come to know and treasure. And share these things with others. Jesus is called either teacher or rabbi, which is an equivalent term, many times in the Gospels and the following letters in the New Testament. In our gospel today, Jesus uses the opportunity given to him through the scribe and his question to Jesus. He knows this man's heart, but guides him to express out loud his own understanding of God's command, as he has been taught. Love God with your whole being, and love your neighbor as yourself. This profession of faith and understanding pleases Jesus and also grants the scribe a sense of freedom of heart by being affirmed in his knowledge and the truth that he carries. The truth in this moment has set that man free. And also, a side effect of this conversation, this dialogue between the scribe and Jesus, is that those around them have witnessed this conversation and have also been affirmed in the truth of God's desire for us, His command for us. We have been thrust together by location, by faith, and by a shared relationship with God, expressed in common as Catholic Christians. Countless circumstances have brought us here together, gathered in this sacred space, this house of God, seeking understanding, relief, mercy, wanting to give praise and thanksgiving, seeking help from God, For some, being here might be a mystery or happenstance. Some may be here because this is where you belong on Saturday or Sunday. Some may be here driven by concern, worry, need, or joy, or even a curiosity to come and see and to serve and worship with this parish, to find out more about this particular parish community. No matter for what reason, we are all here fundamentally because we have been given the gift of faith, and our faith has drawn us here. We have learned much by the will of God. We have received a desire to express our faith, to live it out, and to understand it better, and to continue to learn from the heart of our God. We have also received a treasure which we are called to cherish, to protect, to share, to pass on. We have been offered life and have been asked to learn from Jesus who offers us this life. This is the first and best of educations. It is a holy education. It is a valuable and essential education. It is an education of love, of truth, of sacrifice, of service. It is an education where we are called by our Lord to take up our yoke and learn from Him, at the same time as to teach others what we have received. Let us continue to place ourselves before the Lord, seeking to know and understand, to assent to His command and His invitation, to live our life according to that instruction, and to have the ability and the desire, the urge, to share what we have been given, so that the next generation will receive what we have and the treasure that we know, so that from one generation to the next, as it has been offered for dozens, if not hundreds of generations already, this faith that we know and cherish will continue at the pleasure and glory and direction and desire of God.